We had a big news story in Muse in the News this morning. You may have seen this in the morning news as well, Gordo reporting that some of the residents out in Oxnard that live in those condos right next to the Cowboys practice facility for training camp are very upset because the Cowboys have built these large structures for their VIP fans that are two-story, and they completely block the view of the residents who own condominiums right next to the practice field. So these residents now for the next 2 months are just staring at the back of a big white tent. They can't see the field. They can't see the mountains in the distance. They're very upset about that. So we thought we would have a little back and forth, a little debate regarding this topic. So we have a couple of people joining us to take part in this debate. One of them that we say good morning to is a resident in Oxnard. He owns one of these condominiums that now has had their view blocked. We say hello to Tim Meekly. Hi, Tim.
Yes, hello.
Yes, thanks for joining us for this.
I'm sorry. I'm just a little nervous.
Oh, you're fine. Just don't be nervous.
Okay.
And, of course, representing the side of the Cowboys is the owner and general manager. We say good morning to Jerry Jones.
Hello, what up, Cowboy fans? Let's roast this guy. He sounds like a bitch.
Okay, well, that's not a good way to start. We're going to try to have a civil discussion about this, and we're going to let Tim go first. Why don't you state your case and tell us what's going on?
Well, we have a number of concerns. It's very invasive what has been done. These two-story structures block our view of the sunset each night. We really haven't seen the sun in 3 weeks, and the construction is loud. The construction workers have very salty language, and they peer into our windows throughout the day. And we have spoken with the HOA and with the city of Oxnard and the Cowboys, and we're really getting no response.
All right, Jerry, what do you say to that?
Did you like those three Super Bowls? Did you like those three Super Bowls? I hope you did. I hope you did very much.
Now, Mr. Jones, that is the most callous.
You sound like a total pee-whipped little bitch is what you sound like. What do you think of that? Sorry, sir.
Jerry.
I was a Cowboys fan. I do enjoy football, but this does seem to be a lot of construction and a lot of mediocre football for the last 3 years. So
you let me know when you're worth $5 billion, and we'll talk a little bit more.
Well, I don't think that'll ever happen, but let me know when you actually advance in the playoffs.
I don't think it's your turn to talk. Go ahead, moderator. Moderator, please go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Yes, why don't we talk about a possible solution? Tim, do you have a proposition, a solution?
Well, these are temporary structures, so why can't they be moved to maybe another part of the practice field or over on the golf course side where it would not obstruct our view of football and would not be so invasive to our daily lives.
Okay, Mr. Jones, what do you say to that?
Well, I propose that Tim buy his own NFL franchise, win 5 Super Bowls, then build his own practice facility, and then build his house with its backyard 10 feet further away from the team's VIP tent. That's what I propose.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not possible, sir. I can't buy my own NFL team.
Obviously. Well, then why don't you go suck on a chili dog? How's that sound?
Jerry?
I enjoy chili dogs. I do. But I don't think that's a solution either, sir.
All right. Maybe we're getting somewhere. I can't really tell.
I don't think so. This man is full of himself. Mm-hmm. He obviously has a huge ego.
$10 million. That's what I'm full of.
Well, and again, I get back to the mediocre football we've been seeing out of your ball club, sir, for the last 2 decades plus.
Well, that mediocre football club bought my wife a 310-foot illegitimate child yacht. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm just surprised that you don't have that displayed somewhere on the practice field, sir.
Okay. All right.
All right. How about we'll give you each a chance to make your closing comments. Tim Meekly, you can go first.
I think I've said all that needs to be said. The structures need to be moved. My wife and daughter need to stop being harassed by construction workers, and and Jerry's children, for that matter. I've said all I have to say.
This is sounding a little bit like a Metroplex owner's roundtable.
Well, I just found out I was just on this roundtable just minutes ago, so you can pretty much jump in a lake, sir.
All right, Jerry, closing comments?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say to Mr. Cuban that
it's Mr. Meekly.
And I would also Meekly, say
whatever,
that you prepared for your 8:40 interviews just a little bit earlier. So
whatever his name is. Hey, listen, this is the deal, Cowboy fans. I put up some tasteful, sun-blocking, property value-destroying VIP tents to house the Bon Jovis and the Post Malones of the world during training camp where they want to come see their favorite team play.
Yes.
And all these dirty regulars like Tim Meekly that are complaining, they ought to just be happy that they get the chance for 2 seconds to stare up at Bon Jovi's butt ass. That's what you ought to be thankful for.
What is a butt ass, sir?
You know damn well what a butt ass
is. He has.
That's the buttus, yes. All right, well, I don't know if we made any headway or got anywhere. But
I would just like to say go Eagles.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Meekly. Thank you, Jerry.
Yes.
We'll see you here in a week.
Good morning.
There they go. Our roundtable trying to iron out the issues between the Oxnard residents and the Cowboys.